You were born with individual strengths and a unique purpose. Don't let fears, false beliefs, or life's happenings diminish your influence. It's time to live and lead for impact. Host Kirsten Ross, expert of transformation, will help you defeat the drama and overcome the trauma that can stop you in your tracks. You'll gain focus, find confidence, and take bold action. Unleash passionate, purposeful you. Let's go.
Drama zaps energy and steals focus, so let's defeat some drama now. I am thrilled that you're here because I am on a mission to defeat drama organization by organization, family by family, relationship by relationship. So today I'm going to be talking about choosing your words wisely. Do the words you choose sometimes make you wig out? So you know, I'm always very intentional with the words that I choose, and I help my clients be very intentional as well. I teach them to look at the outcomes we create by the words that we choose when we create the story of our lives. So as we go through our lives day to day, things happen. The things that happen are really facts, just things. And then we assign the emotion, the importance, or the non-importance of the things that happen by the story that we tell. And the words that we use either in our mind or as we tell the stories to others is what generates the emotion around what happened. So let me illustrate what I'm talking about when I say, do your words make you wig out? And sometimes, of course, we go through things where we are going to be very emotional and the event is going to ignite a huge emotional response. But the huge emotional response isn't always a required response. So years ago, I was working with a client. She had a very important job. She ended up being an advocate for people who had very difficult physical and mental challenges. So very important job. She was very passionate about the work that she was doing. And often she found herself, inside of schools and other service providers who would be helping these individuals. I'm keeping it kind of generic because, I need to keep it anonymous. So this particular client, at times she would get aggressive. She was so passionate, but at times it would go a little overboard and she was very, very aggressive. And again, she was so passionate and just wanted to create the best possible outcomes for people who had significant challenges in life. So I get the intent. But one day as we were talking, she said, I was meeting again and they just don't hear me and the outcome is a complete injustice. And so I took pause and I asked her to think about it. Was it really an injustice? I mean, I wasn't sure initially, but I thought, you know what? It seems like she has a lot of injustices. If you look at your life, how many times have you personally experienced an actual injustice? Or how many people do you know who have experienced an injustice? Luckily, I think for most of us, they're very rare. Maybe it's happened once, maybe a small handful of times, maybe never. Maybe you only know one or two people who have experienced an actual injustice, or maybe you don't know anyone. This client was experiencing what she dubbed an injustice at least once a week. So I really had to wonder, was she disproportionately experiencing this many injustices, or was she choosing a bigger word than was required? So I had her take a look. What if the people you're talking to also want to serve the same community? What if there's some validity to the services that they feel they can provide and the services that they think they can at the moment? Maybe there's a valid reason. Maybe they don't have the full resources. Maybe they have different ideas about what would be best. I asked her to stop and think, do you think that when you're in these meetings that everyone in the room is really focused on creating the same outcome, the best outcome for these challenged individuals? She had to agree, yes, that probably was the case if she stepped back and looked objectively. So if everyone was really on the same page and shooting for the same objective, was it possible that really the difference was a different journey or a different perspective to that same objective? Or maybe the reality was that the resources were limited. And while they'd love to do X, maybe they could only provide Y. So I had her think about what would it look like if, as she entered into those conversations, instead of entering as if someone's going against an injustice, which is you really have to do battle, you've got your armor, you have to bring all your weapons. And for her, it was definitely her words. She was very articulate and very intelligent. What if you went in and said, we're on the same page. We're really moving towards the same goal? What would the conversation look like? How would you be different? She ended up removing that word because once we talked through it, really, it wasn't an injustice. It was just maybe an impasse, or unfortunately, resources were limited, so she wasn't going to get everything she was shooting for. But if she could come to the conversation instead as a person who was working with the people she was communicating with instead of against, perhaps she would get different outcomes. Lo and behold, I am happy to report that immediately those conversations changed. She was working with them, she was partnering with them, and lo and behold, the outcomes were even better for the people she served. On top of that, she found that she actually was feeling heard. You see, when she was coming with a person going to battle against an injustice, she really wasn't listening to them either. She was fighting and defensive and being completely attached to one specific outcome, one specific journey to providing services for these challenged people. She wasn't open to hearing alternative ideas or perspectives. As a person coming into communication instead, as a partner, she was. And often what I see is people who don't feel heard are very aggressive. And the reason they're not being heard is because they're not hearing themselves. So when she entered into those conversations as a partner, assuming that everyone involved wanted what was best for the clients and worked with them and heard them and was open to hearing their perspectives and looking for win-win, she felt heard. The outcomes were better. So I challenge you today to think about, where are you using words that are way bigger than required for the circumstance? Where are you igniting too much emotion, more than what's required? Be very intentional about the words that you choose. Choose them wisely. Words ignite emotion. Make sure that the words that you use are consistent with the thing that is happening, especially in our relationships. You want to enter in whenever possible as a partnership to hear and listen and also speak. And you know what? There's enough stress in this world that comes at us that we don't need to ignite additional frustration, resentment, overwhelm, and frustration by using bigger words than are required. So those are the tips for today to help you defeat your drama. Choose your words wisely. Thanks so much for listening, and I look forward to next time. Until then, make it a great day.